Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how Jack and Jill, that's us, meet with CoreLogic on site in their office. Jill, great show today. Before we get into it, let's first take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay, cool. Jeff wrote in and asked, when selling on terms like a land contract, do you make the buyer sign a waiver to release you of any liability, or do you hold insurance on it and pass the costs over to them? Just trying to avoid any personal injury claim if you legally still own it while they are paying it off. It's a really good technical question.
Great question, yeah. Jeff. We haven't talked about insurance in quite some time. So it's all personal preference, but I can tell you what we do. We have a general liability policy for that any business owner would have. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and the levels are pretty high. Like, we carry a lot of insurance, but it's not specific to the type of business we're in. Mm-hmm. And for the record, they have equitable title in the property. They own it. They do own the property. If you're using the type of contract that we use, there's just a lien on it. It's just like a house. You own your house, but the bank has a lien on it.
Right.
You're acting as the bank. So.
Could you imagine if you had, I'm just thinking about that. That's a good point. Thank you, Jack. That's a great way to explain it. If I slipped in my pool while I'm paying off my home and I
sue the bank.
Yeah. That'd be
awesome. Exactly how it would work.
I would love to see how that would work. It's your fault. I didn't pay it off. The diving board broke.
I think we all know how that, how fast that lawsuit would get squashed.
Oh my gosh. That would be hilarious.
So, in the beginning, I was real concerned about liability too. And somebody explained it to me exactly how Jill just did. It's just a lien situation. Mm. So you're in good shape. I'll tell you, maybe the theoretical risk that's out there is that you own all these pieces of property. I mean, somebody could get hurt on one of them during the process of selling it, when you're selling it. So, you know, I stopped worrying about that, I don't know, in 1999 probably.
Exactly.
The theory, you know what I'm saying, right, Jill?
That's a tough one. It's like I walk on a used car lot and I fall down. I mean, that could happen.
All kinds of stuff could happen. And most insurance, well, Jill and I had a good rant together this weekend about insurance.
Which part?
The part where you blew your top in the pharmacy.
Oh, I did. Oh, my gosh. I stood there and I told the pharmacist to give me the phone. Let me talk to them.
I told number one. Once a quarter. Oh, maybe gosh. Probably one time, about three times a year, Jill blows her top in public.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and it's all mom-driven stuff. And so Jill got involuntarily kicked out of her health insurance policy.
Yeah, they stopped in the county. Like, what the heck?
So she went and got another one.
Yeah.
With a little, in a huff, and then they gave her the wrong starting date. And then they sent her an email that said, we're sorry, on your card, the starting date says this, but it's really, in effect, retroactive.
Right.
And the pharmacy didn't have that update from an IT standpoint, and so it was a mess.
It was a mess.
And it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't really anyone's fault except the IT person didn't update it.
Exactly.
And it was Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. So nobody's working.
So no one's working. So.
Talk about, if you haven't figured this out, if you call a business on a weekend and they answer the phone, you better believe you're getting the B team. And if you call on Super Bowl Sunday, you're getting about the D team.
I like this isn't... So
we had the D team.
We get
that they just were filling in because no one else would show up.
Long story short, we worked it out. But she, you know, we got back in the car. She's like, man, I'm sorry. Did I embarrass
I felt bad.
You? I said, are you kidding me? I live for this stuff.
I know.
I stood there right next to you. I would have gotten into it just for fun, just for sport, for practice.
It's like, I hate getting mad.
This little beach community we live
but
in.
But I wasn't feeling
no
good and
anything,
I just needed my drugs. Like, come on. They're like, what's up?
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, Jill and I go meet with CoreLogic on site.
We and did.
Why did we meet with them? Because somebody told me in our office that we are downloading about 400,000 records a month now.
Yeah, we were billed
as a group.
Is that what the math works out backwards?
Yeah.
All I saw was this, you know, we get, it's getting, it pushes $20,000.
Yeah.
Dollars is what we build, and that's just the data.
That's our cost.
Of what our people.
That's just the data. Imagine what the printing is.
I know. That's true.
So,
of what
I
our
will find out.
What our group is putting out, and it's not, and I know it's growing. I mean, I know I talked to a lot of people that because that was January's number.
It's got to be $100,000.
And a lot of people that were like, okay, because we just got the new printer set up, so it's even cheaper. So they haven't quite pushed the button yet. So I know February is going to be even better.
Right. So the data is like is 1/5 of the printing cost. So at you said at 20, that's $100,000.
That's awesome.
Assuming we're printing every single.
Record
that's
which
download,
we're not.
Which we're not, so.
Right.
It's probably closer to 80, but still a ton of money.
It is. And it is, here was what I fell over with, too, since we're talking numbers right now. When we met with CoreLogic and they found out, I didn't even know this, but we charge our team, our group is so under what the industry does.
Right.
There's not many clients out there that are like us. I don't think there's anybody like us.
That's why they met with us.
Exactly. Because what we're doing is so different.
Too.
Exactly.
I've never met with the top CoreLogic people. I've only ever met with RealQuest people.
Yeah, it was really cool. They're in the building with Amazon.
Yeah.
It was so cool. Anyway, they're like, they take up 4 floors in that whatever building, and that's not even their main, I mean, they have other buildings. It's insane what they have. Anyway, what I thought was so interesting is the other users who tap into the data like we do are charging like 30 to 80 cents a record downloaded, and ours is like 10.
Yeah.
That I'm like, wow.
Exactly. Well, it's a little less than 10, but you know, we're passing
it on. I just
use
it as a
point. Right. Yeah, we're throwing little numbers around a lot here.
Exactly.
But well, I said it on the call a couple of weeks ago. There's no cheaper place to get access to RealQuest than our membership.
And it's no better data.
No,
I mean, it's
exact
not going to get any better. No, I mean, there's nothing better.
Oh, there's no better data.
Even going straight to the county,
Yeah. You
know, this saves you so much time and money and the formatting. We've covered that many times. There's nothing better.
Yeah. I mean, the real truth in it is if you go to Landpin, listener, go to Landpin because that's where we sell and all of our members sell their property. It's one of the places online.
Mm-hmm.
There's the proof right there.
Exactly. Gee, how did they find it and buy it so cheap? This is how. There you go. How are they selling it so cheap? This is how. And I'll tell you, yeah, there's a profit in there. So do the math.
So we sat down and with one of the lead.
You've been there 15 years.
Yeah. The lead account rep, who we were just assigned to because of this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an underling with him, a guy that was learning. So, and this guy's jaw was on the conference room table the whole time. Like, oh my gosh.
What are you guys doing?
He's like, how do you buy real estate? You know,
Yeah. You
know, that's what I learned about CoreLogic, actually. And this is good for the listener to know this. They're a data company, but real estate's not their core thing.
Isn't that funny? Insurance.
It's insurance. Yeah. And,
title companies
and petrol,
right?
You know, they used to be First American Title, and I don't know who started who. Do you know?
Right.
I don't know if First American started CoreLogic.
I think First American started CoreLogic.
I think so too.
Because they needed the accurate data, and then they split off because it's, let's just be honest, it's the profit.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, exactly.
Now CoreLogic can bill.
And they're a publicly traded company, and I think they went public at the same time, but I'm not sure. I should check that stuff out.
Exactly.
But anyway, there's, you know, we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but there are some products that we're going to release based on the relationship that we have. CoreLogic has a tremendous amount of the depth. I mean, CoreLogic, their data is the data that feeds Trulia, Zillow and Trulia.
True, that's right. They,
you know, and that's when my jaw hit
Right.
I mean, if it's good, think about that.
Exactly.
And then they've got a spatial mapping. I've got a conference call with tomorrow with the mapping department. So we're going to get the corner points on 145 million properties, which is 99.2% of the properties in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be no more issues with trying to find a property. You'll be able to literally just go in, like, think of Google, and what the website that Google has. You input some stuff and you get an immediate answer. That's how we're building a site right now where you input the state, the county, and the APN, or if you buy houses, the address, and you it takes you to the property.
Hey,
period.
Since this is kind of a technical show, I think people listening to the show today, that if you're listening, you know who CoreLogic is, this will appeal to you. So I want to rattle off some of the facts that I wrote down from the meeting.
Awesome.
They now have, so the guy we met with, he's awesome. His name is Austin. He's been there 15 years. They now have about 5,000 employees. And I remember when he came on, it was like, I don't even think it was 100.
Like 30 or something.
Yeah. So it's really small. And they now have 5,000 employees nationwide. And they're branching out into Australia, a little bit, New Zealand even.
Yeah, both of those.
Yeah.
New Zealand and Australia are their next target.
It's just amazing.
Will be our next target.
Yeah. When I wanted to talk about some of the products, and I know people, I see this especially in bigger pockets all the time. Even this weekend, there's a lot of people talking about, I saw Agent Pro and ListSource and stuff. So I want to cover these things.
Oh, good.
So one of the things about ListSource and why it's not as good, you can't do single property reports and things like that. That you can't zero in on everything. It's pretty much standardized lists on there, which it may or may not be what you're looking for.
Well, it's houses only.
Right.
It's for, well, I'm not, I shouldn't say that.
I don't know about that.
It's properties.
You can't do a single property search.
Right.
You can only get a list.
ListSource is for properties that are in foreclosure, and to be in foreclosure, you have to have a mortgage.
Right.
So it innately, land does not fall into that.
Right.
But that being said, we are adding ListSource soon to our...
But you can't do a single list per search. But
it's not for land. It's for house flipping.
Right. So, yeah.
ListSource is for house flipping.
Right.
We get that question probably once a day.
We talked about Realist, which is really only designed for MLS integration. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's the same functionality as public record access.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow a little bit, but we're adding every single one of these CoreLogic products to the membership, Land Academy membership.
Yeah.
This year. And probably pretty soon, very soon.
Yeah. 40. I'm
just, if you want to see a comprehensive list.
Oh, in UK. Australia, New Zealand, UK. That's where they're growing.
You can go look at landacademy.com. It's the membership section. There's a comprehensive list of all the products, not just CoreLogic products, but all the products that we will be adding.
Mm-hmm. So that was just a few of my notes. I just thought that was so interesting.
Yeah. I wanted to do a quick show on it because I'm just absolutely amazed at the quality from start to finish that CoreLogic provides. And then, you know, it costs half. If you join RealQuest Pro through us, it's half the price. Mm-hmm. And they know that and they love that because they don't have to deal with the end user customers. We do.
Exactly.
And so we just pay a set fee and it works out great. It works out great for everybody. Jill, have you heard anybody on our end, any member of our group, that hasn't been satisfied with that experience? I haven't either.
No, everybody. I mean, the quality of the data is what it is really with the key.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for.
Right.
And the way, and being able to work with the data.
Mm-hmm.
And then go in and get, you know, you can get documents and all that good stuff. You can do all your due diligence right within there,
right,
too. So, and that's why, you know, we've looked at all around and all the other products out there. And yeah, sure, we offer the Black Knight Agent Pro, which is our version. We do the Title Pro because it's better. Because that's all we do. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right, man. We're going to get the Mac Daddy of everything. So, and we have that too, but you just can't compete with this data.
Well, we have both. We have Title Pro 24/7 as part of the membership.
That's what I said.
We did that intentionally.
Yeah, so you can do both. Some people, it's a little bit user-friendly, I think. Was the only the difference, I think, is when you go into Title Pro, you can get GPS coordinates really fast. It's just a little more user-friendly and all that good stuff. But what I'm more excited about, Jack, and if you want to talk about this, but what you and I walked away with this is how you are forming a team to really create our own product and just make it that much more, it's going to be user friendly coming from us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So here's the truth about RealQuest Pro. And admittedly, you know, they admit this. It looks like 1989 in there.
It does. And they know it.
And so
it's not their focus.
You know, so we are taking massive steps. We have a now full-time IT staff. Taking steps to get into the back-end data for the 99.2% of the assessors' databases in the country,
mm-hmm.
get the back-end data, and provide a user experience that's entirely awesome. Like, exactly. You'll be able to radio button click on who and where you want to send mail to.
Right.
Send offers to. And then click the button, and it's going to go straight to the printer.
It's going to be awesome.
The process for those, that's one of the reasons we're capping membership, because a bajillion people don't need, we're going to make it a lot easier, and the whole world doesn't need to know about it.
Oh, that's correct. I like that. Exactly. Oh, I'm so excited. Hey, I just want to pause. I don't know if our listeners can tell right now, but so it's Monday morning after Super Bowl, and we're sitting here, and it is Southern California, and we're getting pounded again. Mm-hmm. So I cannot wait to see. It's so interesting. Rain at the beach. And I can't wait to see the news tonight. I'm a little worried because we keep getting slammed, like mudslide slammed and closure slammed and flooding slammed. And I'm supposed to fly to New York tomorrow. Weather slammed. It's going to be good.
We just got all new podcast equipment, which allows us to do this not in the studio any longer. You know, it's totally mobile.
We have the Fox News headsets.
We have the same headsets that the NFL uses on the exact same brand.
Yeah.
So it will allow us to get out of the studio, and I'll post. We're going to do it today on one of the beach piers here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But it's raining.
Exactly.
So I will post for each one of our shows. I will post the GPS coordinates so you can
see where we were.
See where we are or were or however it ends up working.
We don't want anybody to just jump in their car and drive and find us, though.
Oh my God, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's all good. It's not live. It's funny. All right, cool.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
Just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I am so damn excited about this equipment. I know.
I mean, this is like my Christmas.
I know. It was fun yesterday. I'm like, hey, look it. That's the same headset we have on Troy Aikman.
I know.
Hey, that's cool.
It takes a lot of the problems out of this for us.
We can go mobile. I'm excited to do that. It's like, because we did that. Did we only do that one show years ago at that restaurant in Scottsdale?
Yeah. And, that was long before. I don't even know if that ever made it aired. You know what it did to air.
I think it aired because I think people really liked it.
And it was totally underproduced, and
you put it on YouTube because it had like videos of the restaurant. Yeah. So it was easy 88. It was hilarious. So
we're gonna do that. That's great. Cool. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.